orders, did I not, that when the boy succeeded the Duke Fascinago was to materialize unto him and offer him forbidden pleasures and dark delights to bend him to our will? The king growled. The problem with being evil, he'd been forced to admit, was that demons were not great innovatory thinkers and really needed the spice of human ingenuity. And he'd really been looking forward to Eric Thursley, whose brand of superintelligent gormlessness was a rare delight. Hell needed horribly bright, self-centred people like Eric. They were much better at being nasty than demons could ever manage.
"Indeed, Lord," said the demon, "and the Duke has been awaiting the summons there for years, shunning all other temptations, steadfastly and patiently studying the world of men."
"So where was he?"
"Call of supernature, Lord," the demon gabbled. "Hadn't turned his back for 2 minutes when—"
"And someone went through?"
"We're trying to find out."
Lord Astafgal's patience, which in any case had the tensile strength of putty, snapped at this point. That just about summed it up. He had the kind of subjects who used the words "find out" when they meant ascertain. Damnation was too good for them. "Get out," he whispered. "And I shall see to it that you get a commendation for this."
"Oh, master, I plead—"
"Get out!" The king stamped along the glowing corridors to his private apartments. His predecessors had favoured shaggy hind legs and hooves. Lord Astafgal had rejected all that sort of thing out of hand. He held that no one would ever get taken seriously by those stuck-up bastards in Dun Manifesting when their rear end kept ruminating all the time, and so he favoured a red silk cloak, crimson tights, a cowl with two rather sophisticated little horns on it, and a trident. The end kept dropping off the trident, but he felt it was the sort of get-up in which a demon king could be taken seriously. In the coolness of his chambers, oh, by all the gods, or rather, not by all the gods, it had taken him ages to get them up to some sort of civilised standard. His predecessors had been quite content just to lounge around and tempt people. They had never heard of executive stress. He gently lifted the cover off the Mirror of Souls and watched it flicker into life. Its cool, black surface was surrounded by an ornate frame from which curls of greasy smoke constantly unfolded and drifted.
"Your wish, master," it said.
"Show me the events around the Pseudopolis Gate over the last hour," said the king, and settled down to watch. After a while, he went and looked up the name Rincewind in the filing cabinet he had recently had installed in place of the distressingly bound old ledgers that had been there. The system still needed ironing out, though, because the bewildered demons filed everything under P for people. Then he sat watching the flickering pictures and absent-mindedly playing with the stuff on his desk to soothe his nerves. He had any amount of desk things: notepads with magnets for paperclips, handy devices for holding pens, and those tiny jotters that always come in handy, incredibly funny statuettes with slogans like "You're the boss," and little chromium balls and spirals operated by a sort of ersatz and short-lived perpetual motion. No one looking at that desk could have any doubt that they were, in cold fact, truly damned.
"I see," said Lord Astafgal, setting a selection of shiny balls swinging with one tap of a talon. He couldn't remember any demon called Rincewind. On the other hand, there were millions of the wretched things swarming all over the place with no sense of order, and he hadn't yet had time to carry out a proper census and retire the unnecessary ones. This one seemed to have fewer appendages and more vowels in its name than most, but it had to be a demon. Vasanego was a proud old fool, one of the elder demons who smiled and despised him and not quite obeyed him, just because the king had worked hard over the millennia to get from humble beginnings to where he was today. He wouldn't put it past the old devil to do this on purpose, just to spite him. Well, he'd have to see about that later. Send him a memo or something. Too late to do anything about it now. He'd have to take a personal interest. Eric Thursley was too good a prospect to pass up. Getting Eric Thursley would really annoy the gods. Gods! How he hated the gods! He hated the gods even more than he hated the old guard like Vasanego, even more than he hated humans. He'd thrown a little soiree last week. He'd put a lot of thought into it. He